Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After today's presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and at that time, you may press star then one on your phone's keypad to ask a question in conference. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections to this, you may disconnect at any time. And now I would like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Chris Benedetto. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Brad. Good morning to IBMers and partners alike. We are very pleased that you're joining this call, which we're focused today on virtualization, and virtualization specifically in the general business segment. As I mentioned, we've got partners on the call, and we also have IBMers, so I will direct your attention now to the meeting invitation. In each meeting invitation that should be on your calendar is a link to the presentations. If you're a partner, you'll access it through Partner World, and if you're an IBMer, you'll access it through our internal website. So before I hand it over to Jeff Strickland, I just want to say that the purpose of this call is to give you some tools and tips to go and sell virtualization in the mid-market space, and that this is a very good opportunity because more than 40% of mid-market firms are looking at virtualization. So without further ado, let's hand it over to Jeff Strickland to get the show started. Jeff?
Yeah, Chris, thank you very much. Team, welcome. Welcome to all the Tivoli reps, both the field reps and the inside sales reps. Welcome to any client reps that have joined us, as well as software group coverage reps, and, of course, our valued business partners. Whether you're listening live or replay, I hope you find this information valuable. We've had a great collaboration amongst our sales team, our marketing team, and enablement team, working closely with our Worldwide Tiger team to bring you some content that we feel is very relevant at this time, very timely, and certainly applicable to our GB customers and their IT environments. Before we jump into the meat of the content, though, let me just cover a few charts here at the beginning that really just talks about the GB market space. So if you'll just look at slide two real quick and understand the size of the market and the opportunity for each brand. Now, this slide is across all of North America. It's not focused specifically on Tivoli, but if you look at the size of the market, you can see that Tivoli is only second to IAM as far as opportunity in the GB marketplace. On the right, you can see the industries that are really make up the majority of that opportunity, with the industries with the red box around them denoted as the fastest growing is healthcare and telecommunications and utilities. So we do expect growth in 2010 over 2009. If you guys, any of you were on the Al Zoller call that preceded this, you'll note that Tivoli North America had a great first half in total, and I can tell you that we had a great first half in the GB space as well, and we expect that to continue in the second half. So moving to slide three, focusing specifically on the Tivoli GB market, you can see on the left there the top industries and their estimated growth rate there on the right is in showing wholesale at 3.1% estimated growth rate. Healthcare and certainly banking and CSI are going to be strong industries for us this year. The GB space in Tivoli, North America, makes up about 15%. The marketplace is around $2.1 billion. And just to kind of put that in perspective for you, if we do around $50 million this year in Tivoli, North America, GB, we're only tapping into about 2.5% of that market opportunity. So we've got a lot of opportunity here. It's there for us to capitalize on. The focus with our customers, obviously, as most of you can predict, is around reducing and containing their operating costs, retaining their existing customers, and, of course, increasing their sales volumes. The industries that show the highest propensity for cloud adoption right now show to be retail and wholesale. And then the industries that are most interested in adopting green IT technologies, manufacturing, high-tech, utilities, and telecom. And in the bottom right, I know it's an eye chart, but this is just some valuable information from Gartner about the recovery timeline. The good news is if you start to look at Q2 2010, which is about three-quarters, two-thirds of the way through to the right, from Q2 of 2010 all the way to 2013, those boxes are mostly green, light green, or dark green, and those represent growth and sustained growth. So the market is certainly turning around in our favor. And then slide four is the results of a Forrester SMB survey, which talks about What are the most important areas that you're going to focus on in your organization when you're making software purchasing decisions? And of course, certainly the top two, as you guys could guess, are cost takeout and then improving efficiency. So with all that in mind, this is just a real quick summary overview of the GB marketplace. And a lot of these concerns and actions our customers are going to take fall right into alignment with today's presentation around virtualization. So with that, let me introduce our speakers. I've worked very closely with John Freck, the vice president of our Worldwide Tiger team, and one of his sales leaders and certainly a subject matter expert in this area around virtualization, Barbara Cordy. And they've been instrumental in developing this presentation and the message to you, and certainly the message that you can take to your customers. And so with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn the presentation over to Barbara Cordy. Barbara, thank you very much, and I'll let you take it from here.
Thanks, Jeff. And John did want to be on the call, but he's been called to an emergency meeting in Boston for a customer situation. This is kind of typical of some of the things that we do from the Tiger team. We're always available to help you as well as you need help. And I, in particular, have a lot of thoughts on this particular area around virtualization because I led virtualization sales in STG before I joined Tivoli 4 or 5 years ago. So this is a great blending together of that base understanding of virtualization and the marvelous service management capabilities that we have within our Tivoli portfolio. But you'll see on chart 5 the customer environment. This is really, you know, the smarter planet message. The IT infrastructure is supporting the changes that we see with the physical and digital infrastructure converging, endpoints being instrumented, intelligent, and interconnected. And our Smarter Planet initiative has really captured customers' imaginations and is driving the rapid adoption of those kinds of capabilities of instrumentation, analytics, and all of that needs that underpinning of service management to make it real. So you are well positioned in this space. But let's talk about why there is so much discussion and focus on virtualization. If you look at chart 6, CEOs want to drive innovation, and to do that, our survey of CIOs says that implementing a virtualized environment is at the top of their list of priorities, partly because cloud is such a hot topic, and cloud needs advanced virtualization to really make it real. But the spending is still very much on the virtualization space because there's a gap between what customers want and where they are today. So even if cloud isn't on your customer's mind, I guarantee you that virtualization is, and you are well positioned to take the lead in that thought with them. So on chart 7, virtualization is very much a growth market. It's growing at 18% compounded annually. And virtualization vendors like VMware and Microsoft and IBM are adding capabilities all the time. So you need to be very aggressive here because you don't want others to take over the thought leadership with your customer. They'll squeeze you out. And certainly they are trying to move up the service management stack. So you really need to establish yourself here. Think beyond just servers. Think about storage, networks, applications, desktops. Expand the thought as much as you can because that helps you win. So chart 8, again, virtualization is the underpinning for cloud. Clouds are really about advanced virtualization, delivering services across the intra or internet. Standardization, elasticity, everyone's talking about cloud, so you need to be well-versed in how it can help your customer position themselves or even how to implement a cloud. So, you know, think about how virtualization can drive that cloud discussion. If you need help in that cloud discussion, ask for help. There are a lot of people who are ready and willing to help you, and the Tiger team certainly has a lot of thought leadership in this area to help you as well. So chart 9 is titled, The Virtualization Market Opportunity, Managing Virtualized Environments Requires New Capabilities, If you haven't seen this graphic before, it's a very important one to understand your role in virtualization. So the numbers that drive this came from IDC. They're industry numbers. And you'll see a dramatic shift in IT spending since 1996, when 75% of the spend was on new servers. That flipped over across the years, and now the majority of the spend is not on acquiring hardware, but rather on management. So you'll see that IDC started tracking energy spending along the way as well, because it was becoming a significant expense. And that's why we also focus on our green solutions as well. Customers are seeing that spending is also growing rapidly, and they need to get it under control. But the management costs rise makes the customers question, why haven't their efforts in virtualization delivered the benefits that they were promised? Because everybody comes in and talks about virtualize and consolidate, you'll save all this money. And they certainly have on the hardware acquisition, but you'll see that overall, IT budgets have not shown that benefit at all. So let's look at that on chart 10. Here are some of the challenges that customers face in their virtualized environment. So things like support. Does your ISV support a virtual environment? It might surprise you that some don't. So you really have to understand the workloads that you're talking about. Licensing. Every vendor approaches this differently in a virtualized environment. It's still very much an emerging area for any kind of standardization on how different vendors charge for licensing. So being able to see what you have and understand the licenses that you have becomes very important. Capacity planning becomes ever more important, because when you virtualize and consolidate and drive up utilization levels, you must pay much more attention to capacity planning than you did in the past, when you might have had a server that was devoted to a single application or service. So you need to be prepared for growth, for peaks, or whatever in your infrastructure. Provisioning becomes more complex. If it's not managed well with a policy-based approach, with that ability to see both the virtual and the physical, a customer can end up with virtual machine sprawl, which can be even harder to manage than physical sprawl. So the same kinds of problems with physical, but even more challenging because of those additional virtual images that they have in their environment. And again, virtualization is more than servers. It's the storage, it's the networks, it's everything in there. Security can be very challenging. If you want more detail on these challenges, there are some excellent speaker notes on this particular chart that can talk about all of those challenges and help you be well prepared for a discussion with your customer. On chart 11, we laid out some of the questions that you should lead with your customer. Assume your customer is already doing something with virtualization. It is very, very rare that I talk to any customer, over the past 10 years that I've talked to a customer, that I go in and say, what are you doing with virtualization, that they don't shoot back immediately and say, I've got a virtualization strategy, it's VMware. So be prepared for that, and don't think that you're going to tell them what virtualization is. Ask them why they haven't gotten those benefits that they thought they would get from virtualizing. What is your strategy overall? Probe on where their pain points are. Focus on the management aspects. How do you deal with the physical and the virtual? Can you see both and map them back? Do you know which services users and departments use which resources? Have you had some inhibitors to consolidating workloads? Do you still assure that you meet your service level agreements? Ask them those questions, and I will bet that you will get back a litany of concerns from your customer that you can then very well respond to. So chart 12, and this is the only animated slide in the deck. If you're looking at it in screen show mode, it kind of portrays the typical flow of thought in virtualization, and it represents our view of virtualization. So the logical representation of resources are not constrained by physical limitations in virtualization. This is more than servers. Again, it's storage, it's networks, it's applications, it's anything that your customer has in their environment. And consolidation is typically where customers start because of the capital expense reductions. So they can reduce physical sprawl. They really can take a lot of advantage in getting that part of their spending under control. As you virtualize, you need to have a strong strategy for managing your workloads, managing that environment, and seeing where those workloads are running, whether you're meeting your SLAs, responding to that requirement. This is a place where IBM has a lot of strength because everybody else is leading with just x86, and we can talk about placing your workloads where they really fit, the right platform, and all of the associated environment around them. This is all about basic service management. So you move on to automation, where you take out manual, error-prone processes, and then you optimize the delivery of your services. And this is where a cloud implementation can come into bear, where you've done all of those underlying service management capabilities, and now you want to expose your services differently to the consumer of those services, whether they're internal or external. So let's look at chart 13, because this is a really nice depiction of around that graphic of what virtualization means. Here are some of the challenges in a virtualized environment. So you need to discover both the physical and the virtual. You need to manage the performance, ensuring your workloads are positioned correctly on the right platform, that you've chosen the right hypervisor. That's really what they mean by that hypervisor choice is really the right platform, that you have the right kinds of provisioning, that you can manage the images that you have. This is a differentiator for us, this image management, and we'll talk more about that in a couple of minutes. You need to be able to manage the configurations, the security, the business services. These are all challenges for your customer, and we can have solutions to help. So you can probe with your customer on what their overall strategy is and lead them through a thought on, not on tools, talk about process capabilities, what they're really trying to deliver, and what's inhibiting them from meeting the requirements that they have. Keep going back to that thought that CEOs want speed and innovation, and is that IT infrastructure helping to drive that? And virtualization can really help in that aspect, and we've got some real thought leadership there. So, you know, get away from the tool kind of bake-off thought into more of the end-to-end view of what you need to do to manage a virtual environment. So under each one of those little bubbles that go around there, we have a lot of capabilities. But let's look at just one of them, because for each one of those, you can expand out the thought exponentially and have a lot that you can talk to a customer. So chart 14 is about performance management and the IBM solution here. So there's an increased need for end-to-end performance management when a composite application can be spread across a virtual environment. But with monitoring, you can collect your key performance and availability metrics from the physical and the virtual view. You can proactively and predictively monitor resources. You can show power usage. This is, again, a great linkage with your STG partners, where systems director can show, you know, they can surface all of the energy utilization, and then we can display it in our tooling so that you can really map out not only what's happening, but also, you know, how much power and energy is being used in that environment. You can see application performance. You can identify resource bottlenecks. You can use this to plan for future capacity needs. So really think about that, not only historical view, but then how you can predict the trends that are going to be happening so that you can be well prepared for what's happening in the future. We have an integration with VM Control to launch into VM Control to manage the required configuration changes that need to be made. And our diagnostic tools help the customer isolate where their problems are coming from, which resource, relationships, that historical view. So you can see that you should be already very well prepared to talk about this. You just need to talk about the virtual aspects of performance management with your customer and where their challenges are. Now on chart 15, we're talking about image management. We have a single tool that offers unified physical and virtual image management, easing the path to virtualization. So you discover the virtual system images. You can snapshot those images into an image library. You really need to talk about our image library capabilities. Again, a real differentiator for us. You can query those images. You can import and export and restore them as you need them. And this really gives you the ability to deploy and maintain images in any direction as your customer pursues server consolidation, rapid provisioning, workload mobility. This is a great capability that customers are very much interested in. We don't talk about it enough. It's a fairly new capability for us. So if there's any new area that you focus on, you really ought to be very conversant on image management. So again, we have solutions for each of those areas that you saw in the prior chart, slide 13. And so determine which are the ones that are hot topics for your customer and dive deep on those and show your customer how you can help them with any or any individual ones or all of those. So on chart 16, here are kind of the steps to managing a virtual environment. This helps you understand what your customer's thought process ought to be in managing a virtual environment. So as you consolidate, you plan that consolidation and management. You look at the workload migration. And then you know, under manage, you need to see that integrated virtual and physical view of what's going on, you know, discovering it, monitoring it. You need to be able to monitor and manage that workload and the utilization, deploy rapidly in that virtual environment, and then just do that basic image management. And then under optimization, I mean, that's where you really then reach into having real business dashboards and policy-based workload management. When you move into the self-service thought, that's when you're really entering the cloud type of an environment. And underneath all of that, you need to have security management as well, because that's a really important aspect. And that becomes much more challenging when you become entrenched with all of these virtual images. So this is a really nice view overall of being able to talk through with a customer where they are with their particular challenges in managing their overall environment. So in chart 17, the solutions that you represent from Tivoli can really provide business value to your customers. They get to those core issues that were driving that IDC chart showing the growth in management costs. And what customer would not want to hear how they can reduce complexity, drive better resource utilization, capture energy efficiency, and all the time improving their service levels, being more responsive to their business needs for new services, increasing their availability and their recoverability. These are all great benefits for your customer. And so chart 18 is just a very simple chart to show you the scope of our capabilities. We can respond to wherever your customer is on the continuum of needs, whether virtualized hardware management, management of the tasks within the data center, such as patch deployment, or data center automation to really make the infrastructure respond to business needs, all the way to a real service approach with comprehensive management across all the disciplines. So just a fairly basic view. We've got another view of this chart that then overlays products that help you achieve each one of these steps. but I didn't want to show that product view because I don't want you thinking just product. Talk to your customer about capabilities. That really does differentiate you. So chart 19 is my last chart. I just wanted to leave you with telling you how we provide a unique and compelling value in a virtual environment. We are very well positioned, especially if your customer has a heterogeneous environment. Who else can offer capabilities across not only x86, where most of the discussion is being driven by all of our competitors, to Unix, to the mainframe, that single kind of capability across there with that common platform is something you should really exploit. Whether your customer is taking advantage of it now or might have plans for it in the future, this is a very compelling thought for customers because that is one of the ways that you get takeout management costs is by having a single platform for managing however your workload is run in that customer environment. We also have virtually unlimited scalability. We offer backup and recovery of physical and virtual. We offer usage and accounting, again, a real exclusive for you. That's often an inhibitor to consolidation, understanding what services are users are consuming resources, and not just servers. Again, this is an area where everybody talks just about servers. We can show usage availability of not just servers, but storage, networks, database, anything in that IT infrastructure. And this is a capability that's often cited as an inhibitor to virtualizing and consolidating, but we aren't selling enough of our usage and accounting capabilities to customers. So think about how that might help your customer. We have a self-service provisioning capability, which, by the way, demos really well. Customers love the capability that we can show them there. So all in all, we have a very long history of management of virtual environments, longer than anybody else in the marketplace. You need to be aggressive in this space. We are a leader. So take pride in the capabilities you have. Get smart about what your customers' challenges are and our responses to those. And now I'm going to turn this over to Jeff to talk more specifically about your call to action and what specifically you can do in this area. Jeff?
Barbara, thank you very much. And before we move into the sales call to action, right now might be a good time to open it up for any kind of questions that the team has. So, Brad, operator, if you could go ahead and just offer the Q&A session, that would be great.
Absolutely. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one on your phone's keypad. It will be prompted to record your name. If your question has been answered, you can remove your request by pressing star then two. Once again, if you have a question, please press star one now. From Luis Lendinez. Your line is open.
Thank you. Hello, Barbara. Thank you very much for this presentation. I think it's great, and I believe, as well as you, that the future of IT is virtualization or cloud computing. A question in regards to the virtualization is we see traditional vendors like VMware, Hyper-V, Microsoft with Hyper-V. What about the new vendors that are coming to the market, like KVM or like Citrix, non-traditional virtual engines that are out there with our customers? What are the plans of Tivoli managing those environments?
So we do support KVM and Xen and other hypervisors. So, you know, don't shy away from those. And, in fact, we can often show a customer, STG is really good at talking about the hypervisor choices. So if your customer is looking at that area, you ought to bring in your counterpart from STG to help you with that discussion, because we then have capabilities to manage across any of those hypervisors. And, you know, you are best served if you keep VMware down in that hypervisor space because they are trying to grow up into the service management space. But VMware is a very expensive alternative, which is why more and more customers are looking at Hyper-V and Xen and KVM. In fact, we use KVM in the IBM public cloud offering as the hypervisor of choice for ourselves. Did that answer your question, Luis?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Our next question comes from John Herman. Your line is open.
Hey, thanks, Barbara. Great job. I appreciate that. I just had a quick question for you, which is, you know, in the virtualized environment, if someone's adding some computing power or storage capacity, are you aware of any headway we've made from a licensing standpoint to perhaps license some monitoring or performance management or, you know, TPC for an environment that's only going to be kind of switched on for a couple months or a short period of time for required additional computing power?
You know, as I said, this is still an emerging area, and so most of our licensing models are still very traditional, you know, purchase, you know, by PVU or RVU or whatever. And so except in a special bid kind of an environment, I'm not aware of anything just across the board. But if you have a particular situation, I'm always interested in talking with you one-on-one about what we could do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We have no further responses at this time.
Okay, great. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Barbara. So team, moving on to the call to action on slide 20, now's the time to start the virtualization discussion with your customer, with the CTO, or the appropriate virtualization contact. Find out where the customer is at on the virtualization path, which is spelled out on slide 16. Find out where they're at. And then on slide 13, talk to them about the areas that you want to go further. Do a deeper dive. Barbara went into performance management and image management, but there's a deeper dive discussion on each of these areas that we offer solutions to. Look for the customer's pain points that we've detailed here, the top ones on slide 10. Talk to them and offer those probing type of questions that we've laid out on slide 11, the challenges the customers are facing that in hopes of identifying new areas of opportunity. And we purposely have not went into product feature and functionality on this presentation. We want to try to keep this summary and lay out the pains and the challenges your customers are facing so you can start the discussion. But we do have some slides here further back on storage. If you click that blue link there on the call to action slide, it will take you to the storage slide where Ron Brocek has offered some information about some of the storage solutions we offer. Same thing with security and automation. You just click those links and it just takes you deeper into the slide deck. As denoted on slide 13, we, IBM, have complete solutions around virtualization, so that will help us in any type of competitive situations. There's also a virtualization whiteboard. If you click on this link, it takes you to that website where you can do a deeper dive and learn more and even get the ability to do a virtualization whiteboard. In order to pay the bills, you guys can see the tactic code that we'll ask you to use if you do identify any opportunities coming from the information delivered here on the sales play. So that's the tactic code to use so we can make sure that we pay our marketing team. Moving on to slide 21, it's just kind of a cartoon pictorial, but basically, you know, a customer can set up a virtualization environment, but if they're not managing it through an effective service management type of offering, then, of course, they won't know what's right or wrong within their environment. And then moving forward to slide number 25 is a listing of additional resources, just additional valuable information. You can click on those blue links there that will allow you to dive a little deeper. And, you know, this has been a GB presentation, but we did structure this in a way, and this is for you, Chris and Mike, that certainly this could be sent to a broader audience, a broader team for the even the core accounts. And then also, team, we do have we can go deeper on this presentation, deeper feature and functionality. If we get enough interest, I'm happy to set that up. I have the worldwide resources on the Tiger team that are ready, willing, and available to have a separate call so we can dive a little deeper if we need to. That's all I have on the call today. Chris Benedetto, I'm going to go ahead and hand it back over to you for any closing comments or any additional actions.
Thank you, Jeff. I wanted to say thank you to your team that put this material together. I think it's a very crisp, net description of our virtualization strategy. So I do thank you for putting that together as well as the call to action. I wanted to put a plug in to those folks on the phone for the next few weeks' additional sales plays. Next week we're going to focus on storage, the following week automation, security, and then EAM. And then one more, I know we're doing a lot this quarter, on the communication service provider marketplace. So please stick around for those additional calls.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Chris, one more thing that I forgot to mention. I appreciate you offering, you mentioning the future calls, because I know that Brocheck and Windsor and Kevin Williams will all talk about virtualization in their pitches. But also, team, here on slide 27, I forgot to mention this. We are having a customer webcast on August 4th. I know you've seen it through several notes, but just one quick reminder, a customer webcast, we're trying to get max attendance to this, where we're going to have one of our storage experts talk to your customers about how to reduce your storage footprint. Okay?
Good reminder. Thank you.
Yep. Go ahead.
So, again, thanks, guys. Brad, let's open it up for questions one last time to make sure that we've answered them all, and if there aren't any, we will close the call. So, Brad?
Sure. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question again, please press star, then one. You will be prompted to record your name. If your question has been answered, you may remove your request by pressing star, then two. Once again, please press star one now if you have a question. Please stand by for our next question. Our next question comes from Jim Martin. Your line is open.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, my question has to do with more software as a service. We kind of dip our toe in the water with the monitoring. I have customers that are interested in additional capability. Are we looking at offering additional capability anytime soon for things like ITNM, Omnibus, ITCAM, and things like that?
Jim, we're always looking at, I think, is definitely a direction that we are going in. I can't comment on particular plans, but, you know, watch this space. And if you have a particular opportunity, give me a call and we can talk about it one-on-one.
Okay, I'll do that, because I do have one right now that capability. If we can't offer it, we may be out. So thanks, Barbara.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from Nick Spaltro. Your line is open.
Yes, hi. This is Nick Spaltro with the ISS team in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area and part of the East. One of the questions that I had is, I had reached out to the VMware folks to see about partnering with them, because we recognize that security is actually an objection in their sales process. So some of the conversations that I had with some of the local folks was that, in depending upon the market where there was a heavy compliance emphasis, their objections were running like 50% of, you know, from compliance officers, and how do you secure VMware? Well, we have a solution that could help them, you know, overcome that objection and, you know, partner with them to sell. So I've been actually applying efforts to try to get with these folks on a on a local level, and, you know, working with some folks at David Abercrombie and our group to try to move this out, you know, across the country. So we've kind of been hitting a few bumps because people have been leaving VMware. A couple of key people left. But I was just wondering if you were doing anything with regard to, partnering with VMware directly.
Not personally. We do partner with VMware a lot. You know, IBM is the largest reseller of VMware in the world. So we have this, you know, co-opetition relationship with them. Maybe we need to talk about this one offline as well. I don't have a fast answer for you off the top of my head, but you're hitting on very much one of the objections that comes up, and it would be great to be able to leverage a relationship with VMware, but keep them positioned where you want them to be in the overall design of what you're doing with the customer.
Yes, and we have an awful lot of customers that are standardizing on VMware across the enterprise, you know, to the tune of hundreds and even thousands of physical servers. So, I mean, I think it's important for us to leverage the relationship with VMware and get closer to them as opposed to them, you know, selling, you know, helping others sell competitive security solutions.
Yeah, very much. I'd rather have them selling our solutions rather than somebody else's. You bet.
Thanks for that. But let me know when we can talk. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Okay, sure. Why don't you spend some time with me?
We have no further responses at this time.
Okay, thank you very much to the speakers and the content providers, and certainly to all the partners and the IBMers that stayed on the phone and asked great questions. So have a wonderful week, and if you need anything, please feel free to reach out to Jeff Strickland or myself or to the speakers. Have a great week, and goodbye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference call. At this time, all parties may disconnect.